Flora just launched something pretty exciting, an open order flow auction for Solana validators. It's basically a competitive marketplace for transaction flow.
That's a meaningful development. The core idea is that order flow is a valuable resource, and making it transparent and bid-based can improve how it is allocated, priced, and accessed on Solana.
Right, and order flow refers to the flow of transactions into a network, plus the ability to influence their sequencing and inclusion.
In blockchain systems, that matters because transaction order can directly affect outcomes.
In DeFi, for example, timing can influence slippage, liquidity capture, arbitrage opportunities, and even price discovery.
That's why order flow has become one of the most contested resources in crypto infrastructure.
Flora's auction is designed specifically for Solana validators, so it's very much aimed at how this chain works.
Instead of relying on opaque relationships, legacy arrangements, or centralized intermediaries, validators can compete for access to transaction flow through a structured bidding process.
That's a nice shift, because it moves order flow from a privately managed or fragmented resource into something more open and market-driven.
The move is especially significant for Solana, since the chain is built around high throughput, low fees, and a developer-friendly environment.
Those features make it attractive for trading, yield protocols, NFTs, gaming, and payments, but they also create a need for efficient transaction routing and validator participation.
If order flow is controlled by a small number of parties, it can create friction. Validators may struggle to optimize block production, users may receive suboptimal transaction outcomes, and builders may face higher costs due to limited access to efficient flow.
By introducing an open auction, Flora is trying to reduce that friction through competition.
There are several potential benefits. First, access to order flow can be allocated through a visible competitive process rather than behind closed doors.
That kind of transparency is a big deal. Bidding can also reveal how much different participants are willing to pay for efficient transaction flow.
That price discovery can be important because it helps show where demand is actually strongest.
It could also give validators new revenue streams or better tools for optimizing their operations.
And more open access may encourage innovation among searchers, aggregators, and protocol developers.
Validators really are at the center of this new model, because they are not only securing the network and proposing blocks.
On a high-activity chain like Solana, they also influence how efficiently transactions are sequenced and included.
Flora's auction positions them as active participants in a market-driven system, giving them a way to engage with a broader set of flow sources.
That could let validators compete for the most efficient or profitable opportunities, rather than relying on more closed arrangements.
For users and builders, the impact may not be immediate, but the longer-term effects could be significant.
If open order flow auctions become widely adopted, they could improve transaction quality, reduce dependence on a small number of intermediaries, and create a more level playing field for developers.
For users, that could mean smoother trading experiences, better price execution, and fewer outcomes skewed by inefficient routing.
For builders, it could mean more reliable infrastructure and clearer access to the tools needed to compete in a fast-moving market.
There's also a broader strategic angle here, because Solana has often been associated with consumer-facing applications.
But its continued growth depends on the strength of its middleware, tooling, and validator economics.
Projects like Flora's enter the conversation at a moment when the ecosystem is scaling beyond speculative trading and memes into more durable infrastructure.
That said, the launch comes with important risks and open questions.
The main challenges will center on adoption, fairness, and network effects. The first big question is whether enough validators and flow providers participate for the auction to become meaningful.
That adoption question is critical, because an auction only works if there is real participation on both sides.
Then there is the concentration risk. Could large players with deeper budgets dominate the auction and crowd out smaller participants?
That is a fair concern, especially in a market where scale and capital can create advantages.
Latency is another big one, because on a high-speed chain, even small delays can matter.
So execution quality will be critical. If the system cannot operate efficiently, the benefits of open bidding may be limited.
Governance is also important. How will disputes, bidding rules, and access terms be managed over time?
Those issues will determine whether the launch becomes a one-time headline or a durable shift in how Solana's infrastructure operates.
In the bigger picture, Flora's open order flow auction highlights that the next phase of blockchain competition is not only about block time or developer tooling.
It is also about who controls access to transaction flow, how efficiently that flow is allocated, and whether incentives are aligned with a healthier network.
And if the model gains traction, it could become a useful template for other chains as well.
Order flow is becoming one of the most strategically important resources in crypto. So any mechanism that makes it more open, competitive, and transparent is worth watching closely.
For now, the launch is an early signal that Solana's validator economy is evolving.
The real test will be whether the auction attracts meaningful participation and whether it improves outcomes for the broader ecosystem.
If it does, Flora may have introduced more than just a new product.
It may have helped shape a more market-driven layer of Solana's infrastructure.